Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam. And if you'd like to connect, I'm at www.karencam.com. Well, today's kind of a surprise. Because my guest has the flu, so I'm going to be doing this show solo, and today's topic is going to be about, it's going to be kind of egotistical because it's about my book. It's about my book that I'm finished writing and now doing the editing and the publishing for. It is called The Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach, and I decided to do the show on this book because it's going to be released soon, and I want people to know who are listening to the show, especially if you're going to be, even the people that are listening to the archive within the next week or two, they can get a free copy of this book. Now, it's going to be in print as well as the Kindle format. And the cool thing about the Kindle format is that I can get this out a lot faster. I still have to figure out how to convert it to Kindle, but which is part of the fun part. The print copy is over 300 pages, so there's a lot of information on this book, in this book about healing chronic pain. And so let me give you a little bit of background about what's in this book, what to expect, and then how to get your free Kindle copy. So if you're just joining us or you'd like to ask a question a little bit later on the show, you can give us a call at 818-514-1190. Again, that number is 818-514-1190. And just hit 1 so I know that your hand is up and you have a question. Okay, so let's get to the first things first. How do you get your free Kindle copy of The Guide to Healing Chronic Pain? Well, here's the really cool thing about buying a Kindle version off Amazon. Amazon allows publishers like us to be able to offer free, for a few days anyway, copies of our book on Kindle. So because I have not jot it down in the calendar exactly when that's going to be, I want to let everybody know when the time's coming up and give them a heads up so they can plan and they can download the Kindle on those free days. So for you to get notified of when those free days are going to be, you can go to karencan.com/freebook. Now, this link is not going to be there forever because after that free period is over, that link is going to be kaput. So go there right now, and if you have not already, put your name and email address in the box so that the minute this is going to be released, I will let you know exactly when those two free days are going to be so you can download the Kindle version of this 300-page book, for yourself. And feel free, anybody on the show, you can send any of your friends or family to the site as well. I don't mind. If a lot of people buy a copy, great. But if a lot of people download the free copy, great. What I'm hoping for is that people love the book and review it on Amazon as a great book. And therefore, more people will know about it and more people will be able to get the information. So again, that number to sign up for the notice of when the free book is coming out is karencan.com/freebook. Okay, and that's karencan.com/freebook. So if you haven't signed up for it, do so now. So somebody might be asking, well, I don't have a Kindle, so how am I supposed to read your book on Kindle before it gets out on print? Well, it's easy. Amazon makes it very easy. You can actually download the Kindle app for your smartphone. That's what I have. I actually don't have a Kindle. I read all my Kindle books on my smartphone. And by the way, for those of you that have been following me, you might be wondering, oh my gosh, she's reading off her cell phone. That's not very healthy. There's all that electromagnetic radiation. Don't worry, I have a very good electromagnetic radiation protection device on my phone, so I can play as long as I want on my phone, and I don't get zapped by the negative energy coming from the phone. So if you don't have a Kindle, you can download a free Kindle application for your smartphone. The other thing you can do is you can actually download the free Kindle application for your PC or Mac computer. So you can actually read my book online. Again, this is an app that's completely free. You can go to Amazon, and there is a link, which if you sign up for my free book offer, you'll be sent an email with that special link instead of you having to search for it on Amazon. So you can download that free program to your computer. So you can buy any Kindle books or download the free ones and be able to read it right on your computer. So it's very, very handy. So I'm very excited about that. Now here's another, it's not really a secret, but here's something I want you to know, that if you get the Kindle version of this book, it's going to be different, a little bit different from the print ones. You see, the ones in print, it's I'm going to be honest, it's very expensive to be able to print charts and pictures and stuff, especially in color. It literally doubles the price of the book. So we won't be able to put some of the images that I have in the Kindle version in the print version. So if you get the Kindle version, you'll actually get some of the images that I will not be able to share on the other, you know, version, the print version. So you'll be getting a little bit more. The other thing cool about the Kindle version of the book is that there are clickable links within the book, which we can do in Kindle. Can't really do that with a print book, can you? So what's really neat is if you're reading about a certain topic and you're really interested to find out more about that topic, there'll be a hyperlink right in the Kindle that you can click into, and assuming your Kindle is one of the ones that can connect to the web, so on and so forth, then you can actually go directly to that site and, you know, look at more information. So that's the really fun thing about having a Kindle app, even, you know, on your computer, is that I have so many clickable links and videos and things like that in this Kindle book. You'll be able to get a lot more value for it. So, by the way, if you're just joining us, you can give us a call, and I'll be answering questions in just a few minutes. So the number to call is 818-514-1190. Again, the number to call in live is 818-514-1190. And we're talking about natural pain relief without drugs or surgery, which is really what is in my book, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. So if you'd like to ask a question, you can hit 1. And then I'll know your hand is up, so I'll be answering questions in just a few minutes. So let me give you a background of what's actually in the book. Now, what I wanted to do was something that I don't think, at least I have never seen done before. There are a lot of great books out there on pain relief. There are some that, you know, use mindfulness and meditation for pain. They're awesome. There's some that are like, you know, physical exercises that you can use for pain. There's other that, you know, focus on holistic approaches such as, you know, using herbs and acupuncture and, you know, those kinds of things for pain. But what I have not seen is one resource for really integrating the whole body, mind, spirit when it comes to chronic pain. I've been through chronic pain. I know what it's like to have pain day in and day out and not be able to get rid of it, or to suffer from it, not be able to sleep. And, you know, runs in the mom's side of my family, chronic pain. And so it's not just about how do I get rid of this pain as quickly as possible, although I do teach you that in the book. You know, we use certain energy tools and methods to literally help the pain vanish within seconds or minutes. For example, the acupuncture without needles training that we do in the book, very, very simple. For example, one of the chapters that has to do with the mind has to do with getting rid of emotional baggage. And with several of the techniques that I show you in the book, the different techniques you can use to deal with your emotional baggage. Some people have almost instantaneous pain relief as well using that technique. So there's lots of different ways in the book that, you know, really, you know, get you the pain relief as soon as possible. However, there's the other piece about your your chronic pain being an avenue or a conduit with which your soul is actually wanting to grow. Like a lot of us, when we start out with pain and then it becomes chronic, it's very frustrating. We just want to get back to our normal lives. Like, hello, just get rid of this pain. Let me get back to my job. Let me get back to my family. Let me get back to enjoying my life as it was. Well, the whole thing is that the reason we have the pain is not just like bad luck. It's not just, you know, circumstance. And it's not because we did anything wrong per se. Yeah, we, you know, most of us could treat ourselves better, our bodies better, but you know, some people don't have pain and they treat their bodies terribly. So that really doesn't explain why some people suffer from chronic pain and some people don't. And the point that I make in my book is that sometimes your chronic pain is the window through which your soul wants you to go through in order for you to grow as a person, you know, personal transformation. And it certainly has been that for me, because the person I was before I got sick, I might have looked very healthy. I was very slim. I, you know, was competing in figure skating, but I was really a stress ball or ball of stress. So, I mean, I really was very harsh in some ways, very judgmental in other ways, and really did not enjoy my life. I mean, I had a lot to enjoy, but I didn't really understand how to enjoy my life, because it was always about the next goal. It was always about the next competition, or the corporate whatever, you know, my job, and it was always this fight. And you know, one of the quotes, which I think back to now and laugh at, but it was painful at the time, one of the quotes that I always heard from my husband, and then I started saying it as well, and check in to see if you say this too, it's going to be better when. Our lives are going to be better when, ... You know, that was like the mantra. Oh, our lives are going to be better when I finally graduate from medical school. Oh, our lives are going to be better when we finally get that job. Oh, our lives are going to be better when, you know, I finish my PhD. My life is going to be better when, you know, and it was never enjoying the moment, enjoying my life now. And what my chronic pain has taught me is that, wow, if I don't appreciate the moment now, my life now, there may not be a future. You know, you're not really guaranteed a future. In fact, you know, last week I just heard one of my friends died in a car accident. It was just completely sudden. It was not, I mean, it was just one of those fluky things that was not expected. And so you never really know what's going to come the next day. So the experience of my chronic pain has really led me through this journey of healing. And yes, there's all these wonderful tools and wonderful teachers and wonderful methods that I've learned to help heal the chronic pain. But one of the most powerful things that I went through, and I really want to share with my listeners and my readers, is that it doesn't have to be a path of suffering. You know, that there's a purpose to the chronic pain. And if you can honor that, you can honor that maybe there is a reason, a good reason, that your spirit wants you to experience this, and it's nothing to do with you being a bad person or you doing anything wrong, then you can start seeing your pain relief journey as something positive, you know, as a growth, you know, as a, wow, this is making me into a bigger person. I don't know how, but it is. Then, you know, a lot of that stress, that expectation, that frustration, that all that negative energy that can weigh you down and actually hamper your healing, all of that doesn't have to be there anymore. So that's one of the, you know, the major emphasis on how I created this book. Now, of course, I can't, you know, say all of that in one chapter. So I kind of divided the book into the mind section, the body section, and the spirit section. And understandably, you know, people, you know, can't, I mean, I have to make it in a coherent form. So I can't integrate it all in one chapter. So I kind of divide it up in the book, but, you know, I say at the beginning of the book that, you know, people that read it, that, you know, these are really not separate things, right? So we're trying to integrate, you know, parts of the body, the mind, the spirit together. And not everyone's going to resonate with everything. You know, somebody might pick up the book and they're really into, you know, they really love the chapter on earthing, the phenomenon of, you know, connecting your electromagnetic energy to Mother Earth. and that decreasing the inflammation and their pain and increasing, you know, their ability to sleep well. And so maybe they resonate with that and they do that particular method and get results from. And then maybe somebody else will really resonate with the nutrition section and decide that, oh my gosh, look at the way I'm eating. No wonder I'm in pain. I might have food sensitivities. And then maybe they'll learn how to do the Yui method to eliminate their food sensitivity reactions and be able to, you know, eat well but not have, you know, the inflammation that comes from the food that they're sensitive to that's causing their pain. And yet another person might really resonate with parts of the mind section and realize, oh my gosh, you know, I have all these negative mental thoughts that I never knew I had. And maybe they would like to try some of the subliminal, you know, subliminal CDs that I recommend from Dr. Eldon Taylor to literally over, you know, over time just, you know, program their brain slowly to shift in those beliefs and make it kind of effortless. You know, if you listen to these CDs every single night, every single day, over and over again, your brain will actually start to change. Or possibly they might resonate with, you know, doing the LifeWave patches to decrease or eliminate their pain on the spot. I mean, it works for about 90% of people or more that I have tried them on. And so, hey, you know, that is something that, you know, that may resonate with someone. And then there's other people who are just really struggling to understand why me? You know, the people that are like, why me? Why is this happening to me? You know, that's where the spirit section comes in, because we go over things of, you know, presence. Why is it so important to learn how to be present? You know, what's that about mindfulness and how that practice alone can really shift our perception of pain or even eliminate the pain itself, and then seeing our whole, you know, pain relief journey as an avenue to connect more deeply with spirit and really enjoy your life. Not just have no more pain, but really enjoy your life, whether you have pain or not. And I can say that the journey that I've come through has made a humongous difference in my perception of my life and how I appreciate the people around me, appreciate what I'm, the opportunities given to me, what I can do to help make a difference. I am 1,000 times, you know, happier, more contented than I ever was when I was quote unquote healthy. I don't live in constant turmoil or stress, always striving for the next thing. Yeah, I strive for other things, but you know, I really enjoy my day, my life, the people that I'm connected to, and it's such a great way to live. And I just want people to be able to really, you know, get that and be able to do that themselves. So, giving you kind of an overview of what's in the book and what the, you know, what the topics are. If you'd like to ask a question, call in. I think we have one caller who's raised their hand so far. So the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, that's 818-514-1190. And just to raise your hand to ask a question, you can just hit 1, and then I can see that your hand is up. And so our topic today is natural pain relief without drugs or surgery, and about the book that I'm soon to release called Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. So let me unmute this caller. Let's see, phone number ending in 1231. Okay, so do you have a question?
Karen, it's Grace. Hi, how are you?
Hi there. Hi, do you have a question?
You've already answered my question because you're doing a webinar in another few minutes on the cell phone. I was wondering what tab you used on your cell phone.
Oh, okay. That's a great question.
You're going to be answering it at 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well,
so that I'm good. I mean, I have one on my phone, and I just wanted to see if yours is better or we have the same thing. Or...
Okay. Well, I'm going to answer your question anyway, even though I'm going to do a webinar on it. Just because there might be other people listening to the show that might be interested. So that's a great question. Okay, so I'm going to mute you here while I answer you. So Grace was asking about what I use on my phone as a protection device. Now, I do have a whole chapter in the book called Reducing Your EMF Stress, your electromagnetic frequency stress. And I talk about why, you know, these stresses really can make a shift in our bodies in a negative way, cause inflammation and cause basically our cells not to work. Whenever our body's in constant state of stress, the body's functions are really hampered. So electromagnetic stress, such as wireless technology, even, you know, machinery like computers, things that are plugged into our walls, they emit electropollution, which causes stress in our bodies. So I'm particularly electrosensitive, so I have tested and tried a lot of different devices to try to help mitigate some of this stress that I can physically feel in my body. Some people can't physically feel it. They have no idea. It's just when I test them in the office, I show them, oh my gosh, you're really sensitive to electromagnetic radiation. They have no idea until I test them. But for me, I can really feel it. So the brand that I'm currently recommending as my favorite brand for two reasons. One is because they have some great clinical research on it. The second, because it can fit pretty much any cell phone, is what's called the EarthCom. So the EarthCom actually is a they make several different devices. I actually have their necklace, which helps protect against, you know, when I go outside my home. They have ones for inside the house for low frequency EMF. That's actually for, you know, anything wired in your house. And then they have some for, you know, if you have Wi-Fi in your home. I have a little device there called the Omega Wi-Fi, which protects the wireless in my home. So basically grounds it to an earth or more earthing kind of frequency. And the one I have on the phone by EarthCom is called the Quantum Cell. Now, it's about double as expensive as some of the other ones I've tried. It's about $99 per. But if you have a nice phone like me and you like to use it a lot, it's well worth the money. So the Quantum Cell is the one I have on my phone. And if you change phones, you just scrape it off the old phone and stick it on the new one. It's awesome. And it really neutralizes the radiation or grounds it. I mean, there's still radiation coming from the phone, but it's sort of like turning the channel from a punk rock station to a classical channel. You know, that's the analogy. They've done some studies that show that the stress response in people's body is nil. Once they have the device on the cell phone, even when it's on. So I'm a real big fan of that. Now, the other one that I recommend for people with the iPhone, in case they don't want to spend that much money, is one called the LifeWave Matrix. It is made by the LifeWave company. They actually make some of the acupuncture without needles patches that I use a lot in my office for pain relief and other things. And that one currently is only available for the iPhone 4 and 4S. It's completely different technology. It wraps around the phone, and it blocks about 95% of the radiation coming from the phone. It blocks and absorbs it. It uses military stealth technology to do that. And they will have a new model coming out in the spring sometime that will fit most smartphones. So I have no idea whether the you know, what the technology is for that new model, but we look forward to seeing what they have, and certainly it's much more competitively priced than the other one. So since I don't have an iPhone, I can't use that one. So I'm using the Quantum Cell and absolutely love it. And there's some other ones on the market that, like Grace said, I am, doing a webinar at 1 o'clock, and I'll be going over some of the other ones that I use as well. And if you're interested in being on some of these webinars, you can find them at patchtrainingteam.com/cellphone. So patchtrainingteam.com/cellphone. I do a whole hour webinar on the problem with cell phone electromagnetic radiation. Okay, so thank you, Grace, for that question. And we have a few minutes left. If anybody else has some questions to ask me about healing chronic pain, the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, it's 818-514-1190. And just hit 1 so I know that your hand is raised. Okay. So while we're waiting, what else is in this book that is different or maybe you've never seen before? The body section is the largest section, and it's not because that section of the book is the most important. Not at all. I could argue that the spirit section is the most important, but it's because it's the largest body of information available to people. Now, I could probably have written a whole other book just on the spirit section, but not everyone's going to be in that space, you know, or necessarily is going to want to read that, or at least not just yet. So the mind and the spirit sections are smaller, but it doesn't mean they're less important. So I just wanted to make that point. Okay, so we have a caller here. Let's see. Phone number ending in 9138. Okay, you're on the air. Do you have a question for me?
Hi, Karen. It's Helene.
Hi, Helene.
How are you?
Very good. So do you have a question?
I was wondering about zero-point balancing, and I've learned a little bit about the wand, and I was wondering what your approach was.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, people have used these energy wands, and I'm probably guessing that you're talking about the Omega.
Yes.
Yes. That the people have used them successfully in pain and pain relief. One of the reasons I don't recommend that in my book, per se, is because of two things. One is that I've tried my best to stick to the energy tools that have some data. In other words, being a medical doctor, I have a certain amount of responsibility to make sure that the technology is safe and the technology works. So I kind of need some data. And unfortunately, at least for I haven't found out recently, but when I initially investigated this particular device, they didn't have any decent data to show me, any clinical studies or double-blind studies and that kind of thing. Not to say it doesn't work necessarily, but, you know, I needed something, you know, to hang my hat on, so to speak, in order to recommend it. Now, the second reason is that we did try it for several patients, they tried it, elsewhere, and we had several extreme detoxification reactions that I had not ever seen before, at least with the tools that I had done. Now, these are just a couple of cases, not to say that, you know, this is a bad device at all, not at all, but these two were very extreme detoxification, what I felt were detoxification results. And one of the things I talk about in my Guide to Healing Chronic Pain book is the importance of brain balance. So that's the ability of your nervous system to be kind of, you know, running the right direction. So the energy in your brain, your nervous system, kind of running the right direction, making sure that it's not locked on stress mode. And in these couple of cases that we had, none of these people were brain balanced to begin with. So what happened was when they got treated with this particular zero-point device, it exaggerated their lack of brain balance, and they ended up with very severe anxiety. One was suicidal. One couldn't sleep. Just extreme mental, emotional anguish. And I would never want to put somebody through that personally. So after about three cases of that, I'm like, okay, guys, let's not do this, you know, especially if you're not brain balanced. So I think that, and I did actually try to brain balance people with the device, but I was not successful, unfortunately. My personal sense is that the device is a very powerful device, and that it really should be relegated to energy healers and people that are trained to really sense energy and for it to be used in a holistic way. So I think my guess is that if people were more brain balanced, it probably they wouldn't have had that response. And I think, you know, I think for people that are brain balanced, I think it may be a very good, you know, very good thing. I'm not a big fan of sleeping with these devices. Why? Because the whole point about, now this is how it works, the whole point about zero point energy is that you focus your intentions. Now, when you focus your intentions on the field or the zero-point field, there is no necessarily, a guarantee of good or bad or whatever. It's just what is your intention? You know, you're manifesting your intention out of the ethers, out of this place. There may not be a check or balance as to is it going to be good or bad. Like, for example, when I interviewed the creator of The Source, which is the water charging program that I have and love, I said, hey, Peter, you know, if somebody says kill you, you know, and charges the water with kill you, you know, you could potentially hurt someone. He says, absolutely not. He says, the way I've programmed it, there is absolutely no way that this instrument can do any harm. It only accepts higher frequencies. And he said, any energy tool worth its salt needs to have that safety, you know, that protection. So I thought that was really interesting coming from him. He's a very advanced spiritual healer as well as a computer programmer. So I think it is important that people just be careful with really strong devices. They have to know what they're doing. Like even when I had a colleague who's an inventor was discussing this amazing machine that he's created, he says, "Do you have any feedback?" I said, "Well," I said, "it's great that you're getting rid of pain, but what I want to know is how holistic it is. You know, if you're getting rid of this person's elbow pain, but you're messing up their cranial sacral system or their detoxification system and overloading it, then that's not good in my books. So you need to study all those things." And he's like, "Got it," you know, which is really cool. So just because it gets rid of the elbow pain doesn't necessarily mean it's, you know, it's good for the rest of your body. So I think we just all need to be really careful in choosing the devices. And then I use muscle testing as well in my office, and that's kind of a way of deciding whether something is for someone's highest and greatest good. All right, so thank you so much, Helene, for that awesome question. And we're all out of time now. Oh, my gosh, we're over time. So thanks, everyone, for being on the call. Thanks for your interest on healing chronic pain with natural solutions without drugs or surgery. So for a free copy of yours, you got to get this pretty soon because it's going to come out, a free copy of your guide to healing chronic pain, just go to www.karencann.com/freebook. All right. Bye, everybody, and we'll meet again next week.